Really, the closing it really changed Kilrain, losing that.
Oh, well, times changed. Like
The Margaret Yard then, that we're talking about, suited itself where it was. It would never have done at all in today's standards with traffic. Where it should have been out of the town.
They tried to get it out of the town. Tried to take it up. Tried to take it up where the Avatar is now.
That was the place for it. Was the place for it.
They moved the Avatar. The Avatar used to be off the railway gates. Alford Place. What do you call that street? Hawthorne Terrace.
Bob Andrews.
That's right.
He's still long enough of me, I'll finish.
But it served his purpose. It was not the same traffic. Of course, there was the flax market then, see, as well, where the farmers brought on the flax.
I knew there was a flax market.
Yeah, there was a big one there. Flax was a big thing.
Well, the pigs had gone at that time. The pigs, the farmers killed their own pigs.
They brought them into the pork store, which was the top of New Row there.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that?
That's right.
Remember the horse and kirk, and then the big white sheet. Mm-hmm. There'd be six or seven pigs there.
And they were killed on the farm.
They were killed on the actual farm itself.
Were the bled then, Ken?
Oh, aye, they were bled. They were hit over the head with a hammer with a pin.
They were bled down on Ken Anderson's backyard. She's the used to knock them down.
We've heard there was some great characters about this. The guy Stuart was one of them, Wally Stuart.
He wasn't.
I tell you, I knew Wally Stuart as well. Wally Stuart and his brother Tom.
Tom Stuart.
Didn't speak. But they sold herring, fresh herring, on a Friday.
Where did the herring come from?
Herring alay from Herd Glass.
Herd Glass, herring alay.
And then one stood in one corner, which was Bellis's corner, and Smith's, the draper's, was in the opposite corner, and Wooly was always at Smith's. And then you had a big, huge, big green, or not a green grocery, but a grocery shop, J.J. McLean's, was beside Smith's. And there were two old dears lived at Castle Row there. They were titled. Mr. Lyles, I think.
The Lyles.
But they had an old pony, Dandy, an old bay pony. And the pony was as old as they were. and it was getting on in years. And Wooly was a horse dealer, Wooly Stewart. And they came over to Wooly one day. Mr. Stewart, yes. Dandy's getting on in years and would like a good home for him. Now, we don't want any money, but as long as he finishes his days in a good home. Very good man, he says, hey, see, it's a good home. Only if we got him a good home for it.
Mm-hmm.
He went away for beef.
Mm-hmm.
But 2 or 3 weeks later, the two old years, Wally's selling away at the herring and 3/4 scooter as well. And overcome the old deer, and she said, and how's Dandy? Did you get him a good home? Didn't need, man. Where'd he go? Come on, you me. Took her by the arm and took her up to McLean's window. He had a big, huge one. And there was a consignment of bully beef tins in the window. He's in there. He says, he's nice and warm. I think they nearly took the head off him. And he's up there.